This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
The music of our planet with Simon and Paul.
Have with us tonight... Thank you very much.
Just
at the nick of time, Louise from Lapjack.
Yep.
And I should say that Lapjack is a group that defies the laws of classification. They're a Melbourne-based Latina nine-piece band, a colourful blend of hip-hop, funk, and traditional South American rhythm. And they were described by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the best live acts in the country, and I can attest to that because I've seen them live.
Cool.
They have just released, or in fact I think it's going to be released on the 11th of April,
yep.
Their Words Out album, and they will be appearing in the Gershwin Room at the SB Hotel St Kilda on Sunday the 12th of April. And welcome to Global Sounds on Joy 94.9, Louise.
Cheers, how are you? Good, man. How are you going?
Good.
That too.
You're right. Parking is a problem out here in the city tonight.
Yeah.
Lapjacked is spelled L-A-B-J-A-C-D, and you've been blowing away Australian festival goers since 2005. How did you get the name?
The name actually came... Chris came up with it. It was initially our initials.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, initials.
Your initials. You're a nine-piece band, as I said earlier. From how many diverse backgrounds do you come from, and how do you all get on together?
Man, we all come from completely different, musical backgrounds, you know. We're all very different upbringings musically. And I guess we all get along because I believe everyone's very proficient in what they do, and we all respect each other, so... It's all about respect, man.
It certainly is, and we should be.
That's it.
What's the instrumental lineup of Lapjack, Louise?
We got kit, we got guitar, bass, trumpets, saxophone, turntables, congas, timbales, charangos, pan flutes.
And which instrument do you play?
I play conga.
Congas, yeah.
Bit of charango and zampoñas, like traditional South American stuff.
Mm. Are you of that origin? From
my parents are Chilean, yeah.
Ah.
I'm true blue.
We were in your country, your parents' country last year, actually.
Yeah, I was there. It's all right place.
Yeah. The style of music you play is not pure hip-hop and not straight funk and not exactly world music. How would you describe it, Louise?
Man, it's Melbourne, I reckon. It's Melbourne, you know.
So it's just representing a little bit of each community that's in Melbourne.
Well, I don't know if in Melbourne we really represent anyone, man. We're all just one big thing, you know, and that's what we do. We're all the same, so we just do it together, you know, whatever.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. We're talking tonight with a couple of the guys from the group Lapjacked. They've just got out a new album, Words Out, and it's Alfie and Louise. And I'm going to ask Louise, that track we just played, No Queda Nada, is it?
No Queda Nada, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about
No Queda Nada means there's nothing left. And I guess it's a song that we wrote. I guess meaning of it is like, you know, you're with someone and, you know, it's over, man. Forget about it.
Move on.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I'll ask you, Alfie. It's taken 2 years to make your new album, Words Out. Was that because you couldn't all agree on the content, or you couldn't round up everyone together at the same time?
No, I think we just took a little bit longer because we wanted to make it a really good album. And we just wanted to make sure that the songs that were going on the album were album material, pretty much.
Yeah, we had a lot of material to choose.
Yeah,
from.
Yeah, there's a lot of music.
Well, yeah. We ended up with 17 tracks.
We cut
100.
Yeah, well, we recorded I think another two more songs.
They were meant to go on the album, but we cut them because we just ran out of time. And
yes,
yeah. Well, so you can only fit 80 minutes on a CD.
Yeah. What's the process in LabJack to decide what gets in, what gets cut out?
We're very democratic.
Yeah.
Secret vote or
everything's pretty much voted. How many people? You know, majority rules. You know, yeah.
Alfie, can you tell the listener what they can expect to hear on this new album, Words Out?
Well, on this album, we've done a lot more production on the production side of it. You still got 5 songs that were recorded live, so that was in a live room with something like 15 musicians playing at once in this one big room. And but the other ones have actually been chopped, so they've been chopped and sampled. So it still sounds like a drummer, but it's actually been looped.
Well, it still is the drummer.
Yeah, it still it's is still, the drummer. Yeah, it still is. So technically, he's still in there.
Technically, it's still him.
It's just you do a lot of post-production.
Yeah, so we've made it. A lot of people say that this is a lot more to the hip-hop side, but to be honest, when we actually started this band, we were a hip-hop band.
Right,
which is we never recorded it.
Yeah, so now we've actually gone back to where we actually started and introduced that, because the last albums were more worldly and more salsa.
Yeah, more Latin. Yeah. Something. Yeah, but it still have a bit of Latin sound.
This one, it's still half. Yeah. This one's half.
Yes,
and a bit of Andean sound too, which we're going to play shortly.
Yes, and 2 traditional Andean tracks.
Paul, are we going to play another track?
Which one did you want? Because we're switching the order now. Because
I don't know. Whichever one comes up.
Okay, but
shuffle them.
Oh, what's that? Is
the iPod shuffle?
Why not?
We shuffle. It's an Indian one. This is Joy 94.9. We're talking with LabJack. Listening to diverse music without borders on Global Sounds. Joy 94.9.
GLBTI health issues are often a little more complicated. Gay and lesbian Health Vic GLBTIQ support, including training and health promotion through the Health and Resource Unit. Go to glhv.org.au.
I Ragazzi is a social and support group for gay and bisexual Italian Australian men. I Ragazzi meet regularly and invites all Italiano Australiano guys to come along and say ciao. To find out more, call 0409 301 113.
We're talking tonight with Alfie and Louise from the group, the band LabJacked. Yeah, they're more than a group, there's 9 of them. And I was going to ask you guys, whoever wants to answer it, I hope we don't have to wait another 2 years for an album. What are the group's future plans? Who can answer that? Alfie?
Well, actually, we've already sent in the emails around for the next EP or next album. Like, most likely it's going to be an EP.
Right.
But hopefully, that's starting to work pretty much as we speak. It's on the way, like it's on the cards.
So we don't have to wait another 2 years.
Hopefully not. Hopefully another few months.
And can you tell us briefly something about the contemporary music touring program, which I think you'll link to. Do you know anything about that?
No idea about that.
No idea. No,
so yeah,
what is that?
Our manager hasn't told us about that.
Well, it was on a website that had that you were.
The touring grant.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. We just applied, and they actually helped us out with the tour that we're currently doing now.
So, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Trying to get more regional and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you have a large group of people to move around. It's expensive.
Yeah, it is. So that's why, great to them guys for helping us out, and appreciate it, and we just. Yeah, trying to get
Arts
out there
Victoria
to
Victoria as well.
Yeah.
Helped us out.
Yeah,
we found a grant for the recording.
That's all very good.
Yeah. Speaking of tours, Luis, what was your favorite so far? Your favorite show that you've played at?
Mine, WOMAD, a couple years ago. You can't get a better festival than that.
I think we saw you there that year.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great gig.
Yeah, especially you played twice, I believe.
We played, I think it was on the Friday, we had a night off, and then we played Saturday and Sunday. Second last show.
Yes.
And it poured with rain on the Sunday, but it was hot.
Yeah.
That was good, man. The crowd was pumping, man. It was good.
Well, because you're on stage two, if I'm not mistaken, which is... It's a fairly small, sort of like stage one.
Yeah.
And it was just overcrowded. People were far away trying to listen because your sound was just so good. And everybody was, as you said, just bopping up and down.
And we have to mention this was in the open air too.
Yes. It was a great, great concert. So now going to the ESPY on the 12th, that's obviously going to be a different sound. Are you going to play mostly from the new album?
Yeah, we've been doing that lately, just recording a lot of the newer stuff. I mean, playing a lot of the newer stuff, and
you might as well.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It. You know, I mean, we've been playing the other songs for 4 years. You know,
getting a bit tired.
you get over it. You know, you get over it. So we got some of the new stuff, and
it's like some of the gigs that we've played at. You know, the crowd still, you know, they wanna hear some of the old stuff as well. So
yes, yeah.
So we still give it. You know, give them some of the old stuff. Like Castle Maine was another great gig, which actually was we've never gone up there before, and we played there
about two weeks ago.
And those guys can rock. Those guys know how to party. And it was kind of good. When people were requesting some of the old stuff, we're like, oh, all right, sweet.
Exactly. Now, with this new album, do you have a distributor, or are you still doing this yourself?
It's
through MGM.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So you actually got a good distributor now?
Yeah. Like the last, the EP and the last album were both through MGM as well. But we still sell them.
That's at the concerts, of course.
Yes.
There's just one other question. I think your concert at the ESPY is a free concert, is it not?
I think it is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is.
You don't have to pay admission fee.
I think it's... Yeah.
So hopefully the band's getting paid.
I think the band will get paid somehow.
Oh, no, we get paid.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Yeah, so it's a great great way to listen to you guys, even if... Even if the tickets were, $20, $30, $40, it's still worth the price.
Yeah, we'd like to think so.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Louise and Alfie from Lapjack. Their new album, Words Out, is officially released on Saturday. And as we said earlier, they'll be playing in the Gershwin Room at the ESPY Hotel St Kilda this coming Sunday night, 12th of April, with free admission.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in. And I hope you don't get a parking ticket.
Yeah, man.
You've got to run. Thanks. We'll have another track from the new album, La Tierra. This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.